This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the State Board of Internal Control meeting. It is 1:31, and I'll call this meeting to order. As all of our meetings, today will be broadcast live on the Boards and Commissions portal. I'd ask that you hit your mic and speak into it. Anyone that's wishing to testify, please identify yourself and feel free to sign up for our email notifications on when these meetings happen on the Boards and Commissions site as well. With that, I would ask Allison to call the roll call of the board members.
Beck?
Here.
Forney?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Sack Guest.
Here.
Sazan is excused. Tidball Zeltinger.
Here.
Clark.
Here.
Madam Chair, quorum is present.
That's great. With the quorum, I'd ask for someone to a motion and voice vote on approval of the agenda.
I move the agenda.
Second. Yeah.
Moved by Sack Guest, second by Peterson. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The agenda is approved. Next, I would like a motion for the approval of the minutes.
Forney moves.
Second.
Forney moves. Beck seconds. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Before we get to our recurring discussion items, most of you are probably very aware that we have a new Auditor General, Russ Olson, and I would just ask if he could maybe come up and introduce himself to the committee.
Good afternoon, everyone. As Liza pointed out, I have been appointed by the legislature executive board to be the next Auditor General. Marty Ginden finally decided to call a retirement date, and I know Marty had been with this committee or had talked to this committee since its inception. We intend on, you know, continuing our communication and basically trying to do anything we can from the standpoint of answering any questions. Again, our department has a vast knowledge of what takes place in state government, and also we are responsible to review and approve all of the audit reports that come through our department. Part of that process gets to the fact that our office then forwards the reports that have any findings to the State Board of Internal Control. I forwarded those to Allison, and she basically will be, you know, will be discussing those. I see on the agenda here shortly. If you have any questions, any concerns at all, please get in contact with me. We're always here to help. But otherwise, thank you very much.
Thank you. And welcome. Next, we'd move to the recurring discussion items, which would be a subrecipient audit notification. I believe we have one that Allie will talk to, speak to.
Yeah, today we have one finding. It's out of the Attorney General's office, and it's for South Dakota Network Against Family Violence and Sexual Assault. And I believe they have a representative here today to discuss that finding.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Kelsey Roth, and I'm the finance officer with the Office of the Attorney General. So I'm here to discuss the South Dakota Network Against Family Violence and Sexual Assault audit finding 2019-004. They received this finding as documentation was not retained to support formal controls over subrecipient monitoring. The network's corrective action plan was to review their policies and procedures and revise their oversight controls over subrecipient monitoring. In fiscal year 2020, the network hired two additional staff to assist with subrecipient monitoring and to ensure adequate documentation is in place to support the oversight controls. They also implemented an annual review of the agency and individual subrecipients to ensure that the necessary documentation was obtained, and that review is completed by their finance director. So we agree with the audit finding and the network's corrective action plan. And since this is a repeat finding related to subrecipient monitoring, our office plans to complete more reviews of more frequent frequent reviews of the network and hopefully can catch some of these issues before they become audit findings. So with that, I can stand by if there's any questions.
Any questions? Yep, go ahead.
Hi, Kelsey. So I did notice, I think it's finding 2019-003 and 004 both said that the anticipated completion date to be resolved was going to be March of 2020. And I know part of that was hiring the additional staff, but there were some, I think, some reviews and maybe some additional training that needed to happen. Those have all occurred according to the plan.
Madam Chair, according to the network, yes, that has been completed.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Next on the agenda is the update for Government Operations and Audit Committee. I believe there's been two meetings since we last met, correct? One was June 30th, and then one was today. Let me pull some up here. Sorry. The meeting on the 30th, they did, trying to pull something up here, sorry, apologize. They reviewed, Department of Legislative Audit reviewed the single audit and did an overview and then also provided a monitoring template for the coronavirus relief fund tracking sheet. And then, and that they have updated at every meeting Department of Legislative Audit has. They went over that as well today. And that can be found online and just shows where coronavirus relief funds have been spent and other CARES Act grants and then top vendors that have been utilized for some of that funding. They also, as I stated, they went over their single audit, and then they also adopted a draft GOAC performance measure template. And so state agencies are required to submit their performance measures once a year, and they came up with a more uniform template, a little bit different than what we've been using in the past. They also had a meeting on July 23rd, and their legislative audit, again, provided that same spreadsheet with an update on that same spreadsheet with another month of data. Then the Secretary of State provided some information on how they utilized CARES Act or coronavirus relief funds for some of the voting that took place and how they will in the general election. And then the South Dakota High School Activities Association presented their annual report, and then revenue discussed their audit finding in the single audit. And then the Board of Regents presented some financial reports for the university centers, and that's kind of been an ongoing discussion on letter of intent that was adopted. Corrections presented their report on abuse and neglect in private facilities. And the Brand Board gave an annual report, and the Court and Utilization Council discussed corrective action plans for FY19 and how they utilize this Department of Ag's accounting services. And that was their July. And then this morning, they started with legislative audit presenting that tracking spreadsheet. And then I presented kind of where we're at with guidance from the federal government and where we're at with some of the coronavirus relief funds and what some of our expenditures have been. And then Allie gave an update, and I'll have her go over that here in a second, on our work plan. The Secretary of State, again, talked about the upcoming election process and how they're handling that. High School Activities Association provided information regarding insurance coverage. And then BHR went over the conflict of interest annual report from state agencies. So with that, I'd have Allie please go over the work plan for this board that we discuss, with them every year.
Yep. So this morning I shared our annual work plan and reported on all the actions of the board in this past fiscal year pursuant to 156.7. I highlighted some of the larger activities that this board did this year, including reviewing six subrecipient audit findings, implementing the GRC technology, and then planning and executing additional framework implementations. So for the work plan, I just highlighted the fact that we started the Department of Agriculture in July and that we are wrapping them up this week. in mid-September that we plan to start game fishing parks. And then, again, with the work plan, our goal is every quarter to start a new agency and also plan for the next agency to begin in that next quarter.
Any questions on that? We've kind of just updated it every year, and obviously things are moving a lot quicker that now we can get an agency done a quarter when we have some software and as we get more people trained and understanding the process. So we'll continue to move that quickly even as we get into larger agencies. Any questions on that? All right, then let's go to the framework project update.
So as you recall from last meeting, we discussed that we were going to start the Department of Agriculture. We did this. We started them July 6th, and we wrapped up work, like I said, this week. So it was give or take about an eight-week program. I think that was a sufficient time for the size of their agency. Their department has five divisions, all of which are very diverse. So we took a lot of time discussing what risks could potentially prevent them from achieving their objectives, and then, of course, what controls they have in place to mitigate those risks. I think our process was really well received at the agency. They were very responsive, and I just want to commend them for that. We'll plan to have them complete their first self-assessment cycle in December and then report to you guys here at the board at that time also. And then in mid-September, we're going to dive into Game Fish and Parks, so Chris gets round two of this. We're hoping to have them wrapped up before Thanksgiving. And Chris, if you have any comments, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Allie. Madam Chair, just a few comments from my side. With my first opportunity to participate in kind of really going through the full internal control review process, first part is the facilitators, Allie and the facilitators that we have hired for the state really do a really good job. We've done a lot of work. Like Allie said, we've got five very diverse divisions, and our facilitators, John and Justin, do a great job from PricewaterhouseCooper to pull information out of our division leads. You know, they know what they know. They're very centered on providing the services in their division, but really getting them to take a kind of a state government-wide approach to the internal control review. So nothing but good things to say about the process we use to really get that information out. It's been an interesting process, a challenging process. I think unique to the Department of Agriculture, after going through BFM and Department of Revenue, in Department of Agriculture, we're talking about, you know, the risks of emergency responders. We have a forest firefighting division, things like that, and talking about the risks that are associated with fighting fires or the risks that are associated with hosting concerts in a 100-year-old grandstand at the state fair, those kind of things. So it's very much developed into something that's then much greater than the world that I'm used to living in, which is that finance and budgeting world. But as we've gone into the divisions, it's been a really good process. And then going forward, I think I should thank our division directors in agriculture, too, because they've really embraced the process. And our state fair manager has been doing her internal control work while not only trying to plan a state fair for next week, but plan a state fair under the coronavirus for next week as well. So the fact that we may indeed pull all of this off within a three-month span is pretty remarkable, I think. So thank you, Allie.
Thanks. Any other questions or comments? All right. I think great progress is being made. I think we're moving really in the right direction. We're going a lot quicker. It's going to move well from here on. The next item with other discussion we discussed a little bit last meeting, and about repeat finding guidance. If Allie wants to address that, please.
So as you guys recall from our last meeting, we discussed repeat audit findings and kind of asked at what point do we bring in the entity who's having these repeat findings in front of you guys at the board. I drafted this repeat finding document to provide some guidance to the agencies for each finding instance. I sent it to agency internal control officers as well as everyone on the board to review and provide any input that they had. So I think just for purposes of discussion today, I'll just read through each instance and maybe we can discuss if you guys have any input or changes. So I broke this out into three instances. The first instance, the first bullet is, of course, the management decision letter. Everyone's doing that already, coming before the board. The subrecipient will check in with the agency quarterly to report on progress or issues encountered and ensure they're completing their corrective action plan. I did have some comments come in this morning regarding this bullet. The suggestion was to move the sub-bullets in the second instance up to this. So when the subrecipient checks in with the agency, the subrecipient's providing their process and procedure documents and any other documentation or progress that they made at that time. So I think that makes sense. I think we'll move those bullets up there. The next bullet is the agency will review the subrecipient monitoring plan to determine if additional monitoring is needed. So the purpose of that subrecipient monitoring guide is just to make sure the agencies are developing a sufficient monitoring plan and have proper oversight. So they're always doing their ongoing monitoring, but if there's a medium to high risk, they're going to do those desk reviews or on-site reviews. So we would just ask if there's an instance we have them visit if they're doing the proper monitoring. And then the agency will appear and report to the board, which we're having them do already. And the last bullet is this board may recommend remedies for noncompliance per 2 CFR 200.207 and 200.338.
Any questions on that? We were asked, Allie and I at GOAC today, on one of the responses from one of the subrecipients, what kind of we're doing to follow up on if there's repeat audit findings, and we mentioned this specifically. We wanted to get this out there. I don't know that we necessarily need to adopt it, but we probably would want to maybe at the next meeting leave this out for a while. Allie's gotten comments from the internal control officers in state government. This would give others a chance, probably hopefully some of our subrecipients to review this as well, and then maybe take action on this at the next board meeting, at least to adopt this type of proposal or guidance. So if you hear anything on that, please just let us know, and we can talk about any changes or tweaks that we should make. With that, are there any agenda items for the next meeting that anyone's aware of that we need to add? Oh, how about I would now open up for public comment to the thousands in attendance. Anybody? Seeing no public comment, I would ask for a motion and voice vote for adjournment.
Move to adjourn. Satgas.
Satgas moves to adjourn. Beck seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, we are adjourned. Thank you.